I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 950, Living in the Meantime. We all know what that's like, don't we? Many are living today in the meantime. They're between conception and birth, awaiting the child to come. Between engagement and marriage, awaiting the marriage ceremony. Between graduation and career. Between assurance and fulfillment of some dream. It's hard to live in the meantime, but you know it's easier if you believe the promise that's to come is really coming. This podcast is called T2G, or The Two Greatest, because God told us to love Him, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love others as we've been loved. Here we ask the question, what would it look like for Jesus to live His life of love through us? And that life of love lived through us is in the meantime. Think of the long days between D-Day and VE Day. D-Day marked the turning point for World War II. It was all over, but yet it was far from all over. There were more battles to fight, and more soldiers would die, and more sorrow and loss and struggle and pain. But victory was all but assured after D-Day. Tish Harrison Warren writes about how we cannot count on God to protect us from all bad things. Now hear that right. He could protect us, but for reasons He knows alone. And in His love and wisdom, He doesn't always protect us from all bad things. How do we know that's true? Because bad things still happen. And she's the one who told us that we have to decide that God is good before we pray and wait for the answer. Otherwise, we'll always have God on the witness stand, cross-examining Him to try to make sense out of things, and we'll never trust Him. The good news, friends, is that God is good because Jesus is God, and there is no dark, sinister, small-g God hiding behind Jesus. The cross proved God's love for the world and for you and me. The problem is there's a lot of time in the meantime between the cross and the consummation of time. God's people have always known that. In fact, that's why 40% of the Psalms are lament Psalms. That's what living in the meantime is all about. Jesus is coming to set things right. He promised that. And after the cross and the empty tomb, I believe whatever He says. But in the meantime, we weep and we watch and we wait and we work. And we express that to God. Here's the great question. What practices of your faith best help you through the meantime time? Let's pray this prayer adapted from thefishoc.com. Father in heaven, I come before You with my heart filled with so many different thoughts and feelings. Deep down, I wonder, how long will I be here? Will I be stuck in this place of waiting forever? And why am I here to begin with? What's happening, Lord? Yet You've never left me, and You'll never forsake me. You are not deaf to my cries. In fact, You know the thoughts of my heart before I even think them. Help me to remain faithful in this place of waiting. Help me to serve You and live for You even in this crossroads of my life. Help me to wait as long as it takes. I pray all these things because of Jesus and in His name. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 951. And in the meantime, here's the hard and yet beautiful truth. Until the kingdom fully comes, we will always be living in the meantime in some area of our lives. And God is with us in the valley of the shadow of death, as David prayed in Psalm 23, and on the Mount of Transfiguration. In fact, Ecclesiastes 3 tells us that God makes everything beautiful in His time. So let's live with excellence in this present day. Let's be where we are and love who we're with and give thanks while we're there. As we look around at what God has in store for us on this one precious day that will never be repeated again, there's something to be said for embracing our living in the meantime.